I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving, if you celebrate Thanksgiving. If you don't, then I hope you had a good weekend in general. So, before I start answering your questions, this month's random fact about me is that my eyesight is terrible in my left eye. Like, so bad that technically I'm considered legally blind in my left eye. It's funny though, because I don't even really realize how bad my eyesight is in my left eye because my right eye just compensates. But then when I cover my right eye, I realize just how terrible my left eye really is. So I'm going to answer your questions now. Thank you so much to those of you who left questions. Like I've said, Q&As are so fun for me, so I really appreciate it. So, Jossip asked how my usual day looks like. Let's see. I guess it kind of varies depending on the day of the week, but today's a Saturday, so a usual Saturday for me usually looks like me waking up around 8, and I'll do my whole morning routine of freshening up and stuff. I like taking scalding hot showers, especially in the winter, because there is no better feeling than getting out of bed and being freezing and then burning your skin off in the shower. So then I sit in bed and I do YouTube stuff. Since I upload to YouTube every Saturday, I usually have my audio all ready and scheduled to upload by Friday. So on Saturdays, I usually work on writing scripts and then also just responding to any messages or emails and that type of thing. I'll make breakfast. Lately, I've been having a lot of avocado toast with tomatoes, balsamic vinegar, and basil on it. That's usually my go-to breakfast, and maybe a smoothie. A lot of the time, I'll go walking around downtown for no reason. It's just fun to get out of the house, I guess. Sometimes I'll go to the library. What else do I usually do? I tend to spend a lot of my time with my mom on Saturdays. Lately, she's been helping me practice driving because I'm working on finally getting my driver's license. So there's that. Then I'll have dinner with my family and lounge around for a little bit. And then by like 9 o'clock p.m., I'll be back in bed and either writing or working on Patreon stuff. And then I'll be asleep around midnight. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Smokecakes asked, couples tradition, tea in the morning or wine in the evening? I'm only 19, so I'm not legally allowed to drink yet, so I'm gonna have to go with tea, but ask me again when I'm 21. Do you have a favorite sport to play and or watch? Basketball, for sure. Or football. I've been to a few basketball and football games, and they're so fun. I tend to not really know what's happening, but I love being in that kind of environment, like when people get really into it. It's just fun. I've never played any sports, though. I took cheerleading when I was younger and a few different dance classes, but that was when I was like 10, and I don't even know if those qualify as sports, so... Aaron asked, if you and Taylor Swift could be best friends for a day, what do you think you would do? Bake. Bake and write songs. I'm not very good at writing songs, but I'd love to witness her songwriting process and hang out with her while she does. And then I would also love to bake cookies or something with her. She's known to really love baking, so I think that would be fun. If you could only eat fast food from one place for the rest of your life, what would you pick? That is a very difficult question. I think I'm gonna say In-N-Out. Although I would definitely get sick of it after like 3 days. But I think I'd get sick of any place after 3 days. So In-N-Out is my best bet. Actually, Chipotle might be the safer choice because it's healthier and has more variety. So, on second thought, Chipotle. Looking back 100 years from now, what do you think people will think is weird about this time period? That we don't have drive-through pizza. Seriously, what is up with that? Holy Cannoli 97 asked, "You ever thought about live streaming on Twitch or YouTube? I think you will do really well on there." Thank you. I don't know. Honestly, I get a little anxiety at the thought of live streaming. It just sounds nerve-wracking. But I have thought about it. Maybe one day. Worst job you ever had. When I was 17, I was a hostess at a restaurant for a couple months. The restaurant was brand new. I worked opening night, I think. And it was fun sometimes, but it was also stressful because I would be told to come into work on super short notice. And also, my boss was really interesting. She said trees talk to her and that she's friends with a tree named Oscar. So that was something else. Also, there was a bar at the front of the restaurant, and my little hostess seat desk thing was right next to it. So, like, a few times there would be a drunk that would come up to me and just start talking for, like, an hour. One time there was this guy that was talking for an hour about his entire life story, from, like, his ex-wife to business deals to his daughter to what college I should go to, and it was just so exhausting, especially because people would walk in and I'd have to seat them, but this drunk guy would not leave, so that was really stressful. That was probably my worst job. Any goals or visions you have for your content down the road? Longer audios. I'm working on it. It's hard for me to write scripts that are more than, like, 1,000 words, but I think I'm getting better at it. My goal is for my audios to start being around 15 minutes long instead of the usual 10 minutes long. I guess it just depends on the kind of audio, you know, like the story or plot or whatever. So, I don't know. We'll see if I can make 15-minute long audios work regularly. Raven Paris asked, "What is the complete food and drink lineup that you and your family are having for Thanksgiving?" Okay, so we've got turkey, tri-tip, rosemary, garlic, mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans with mushrooms, stuffing, salad, cranberry sauce, apple crisp, pumpkin pie, and cookies. My grandparents are very traditional and don't like straying from what they have every year. What are you looking forward to most about next year? I'm hopefully going to buy my first car, so that's exciting. Probably like a 2008 model Prius in light blue, ideally. What is an event that has strongly defined who you are and the choices you are making in life? That's a big question. Wow. When I was growing up, my brother had an immune system disorder, so my family had to isolate ourselves for years. I was homeschooled, and most of my friends were just online friends, and because of that, I think I'm pretty independent, and I'm okay with being alone. I know that sounds kind of depressing, but what I'm trying to say is I don't get lonely easily, and I really enjoy alone time. It also really prepared me for all the quarantining in 2020. Is there a story concept you have wanted to make or write for a long time, but have struggled to figure out the plot/characters/or script? An undeveloped idea always in the back of your mind? So many. I have them all written down on notes in my phone. But to just name a few, a Medusa script, that would be fun because One, villains are always exciting to play, and two, since Medusa turns people to stone by looking at them, I feel like it would be a cool audio to listen to with your eyes closed, because you could literally pretend Medusa is right there in front of you. Let's see, also a college-themed one where a popular girl invites you to a secret society. I really want to write something like that. Something with a train, because I love the sounds of trains, and it's such a soothing, nostalgic sound for me because I used to live right next to train tracks. And lastly, an audio that takes place on like the last day of Earth, so the world is ending in some big catastrophe, and maybe your ex-girlfriend or something comes to see you, so it would be some sort of end of the world romance. I don't know. There are quite a few others, but I want them to be a surprise. M. Meyer asked, what is the craziest thing you've done in your whole life? I went on a stakeout the night that I had a final due, which I had not submitted. Basically, my friend bought a car off Craigslist and got scammed. The smog certificate was forged. So he found the guy's address, the guy who scammed him. And so we parked outside the guy's house and just waited for him to walk out. But unfortunately, he never did. So I did get my final submitted just in time, though. If you were to die in 365 days, what would you do differently in your everyday life? Definitely travel, write a novel, random acts of kindness with like no spending limit because I wouldn't have to save up for anything. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Also, can you describe yourself using only 3 keywords? I would say reliable, perceptive, and spontaneous, maybe. Aaron asked, since Bitcoin is digital gold and life is becoming more and more digital, do you think one day we'll start calling people Bitcoin diggers instead of gold diggers? See, I don't know, because Bitcoin digger doesn't really have the same ring to it as gold digger. It's not quite as catchy, so I don't know about that. Alright, so that's all for now. Thank you for leaving me questions, and I will make another Q&A next month. Bye, guys!